Shelby Harris's first period is not a typical seventh grade class. The students come in, get laptops, and go to work.
Without any instruction from me, they know exactly what path they're on, and they just work. It's amazing. You'll see it happen. It's fun.
Harris teaches math at CUNA Middle School. In this class, she doesn't lecture. She spends it working with students one-on-one or in small groups. It's what's sometimes called the flipped classroom. Last school year, she began experimenting with this approach using Khan Academy every day in one of her seventh grade classes. She says she started as a skeptic, but that's changed.
I'm actually teaching better, but now instead of teaching the standards, I'm teaching the students.
Harris says it was a difficult transition to this model of teaching. She had to give up, well, being the center of attention.
In some ways, it feels less teacherish. You almost have to redefine how you see yourself as a teacher.
Now she's more of a sideline coach. Although, as she goes from student to student, you might be tempted to call her the head cheerleader.
Chris, you almost there?
Yeah.
That kid, get it today. Get it.
This school year, more than 200 Idaho teachers will experience some version of what Harris did last year. The J.A. and Catherine Albertson Foundation put up $1.5 million in grants for schools to try Khan. 48 Idaho schools are taking part in this pilot project.
And I'm just working on adding decimal 0.5.
That's Mickey Briggs, one of Harris's students. He's watching a Khan video on decimals.
Now, whenever you do a subtracting and decimal problems, the most important thing, and this is true when you're adding decimals as well, is you have to line up the decimals.
These videos are what Khan is most known for. But Briggs says there's a lot more to it than videos.
It's like a worksheet, but online.
It's an interactive worksheet that can give you hints along the way. But Briggs says he still frequently gets stuck and turns to Harris for help. He seems a little horrified at the suggestion he could skip class and just learn math at home with Khan Academy.
If I get stuck on a problem and I can't figure it out, then I don't really have anyone there to help me except my parents. But if they don't know it, then I wouldn't know what to do.
Shelby Harris raves about Khan Academy, and she's not alone. Newsweek and others have predicted the website will revolutionize education. And Business Week called founder Sal Khan the messiah of math. But it's drawn criticism as well. A common one is that while Khan and his staff are math and computer experts, they don't have any training in how to teach. Take President and COO Shantanu Sinha. He has 4 degrees from MIT, but none are in education.
It's not just about the degree. It's about the in-the-classroom experience. We started working with schools and classrooms for exactly that reason, which is we knew we didn't have all the answers. We had a tool set that we believe could be useful for teachers, and we wanted to work with teachers who can help guide and inform that and drive it.
Khan Academy has worked with some schools, mostly in California, where it's based. But Sinha says they want to know how to become a big part of the public education landscape.
We really don't have a model for that. We really want to understand what it takes to think about this large scale of an effort.
That's where the Idaho pilot project comes in. Eric Kellerer says it's an experiment for Idaho as well. He heads the Center for Innovation in Teaching and Learning at Northwest Nazarene University, and he's overseeing the pilot project.
We're going to pre-test, mid-test, and post-test the students so that we can really verify if Khan Academy is really showing student achievement gains across the state.
Kellerer says he'll also try to measure student engagement, attendance, and discipline. But he's already looking beyond this year's pilot. He can envision Khan Academy being used in every Idaho school.
It's scalable because it's free, and it's really just at this point about making sure that we know how to implement it and what implementations work.
It is free to access the Khan Academy website, but it takes computers and internet access. Shelby Harris says she couldn't do what she does with Khan without a computer for each student. Last year, Idaho voters rejected a plan to provide a laptop for every high school student, and more recently, a contract to increase mobile internet access in schools has come under fire. The Albertson Foundation hasn't committed to funding more Khan grants. After this year, a spokesman says, they'll step back and review what worked and what didn't. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.